Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining the Purple Unicorn Podcast. And today is September the 2nd of 2023. And a bitch birthday is on motherfucking Monday. But thank you for joining us, and I have guests today. Y'all want to announce yourselves while I light the candles?
What's up, y'all? I'm Angel.
What's up, y'all? It's Jen.
Hey, y'all. This your girl, Michelle.
And we are joining her today on this wonderful podcast. Let's get it.
So, it's Labor Day weekend. What y'all got planned?
I ain't got no plans. I'm chilling.
Yeah. Same here. Just kind of went to a barbecue. Chill with the fam. Not much.
Just movies and barbecue.
Okay. And I ain't get an invite to not one of y'all motherfuckers barbecue. But it's okay.
It's not my barbecue.
No, I'm just playing. I know. It's alright. It's okay.
You had a busy day.
I did have a busy day, and I still ain't fucking done. I still got to do my nails and my feet. Yeah, and I'm like, what kind of salty at that shit?
You gonna do it yourself? Okay.
And you should.
Have to save. Yeah. So it's kind of tough. But besides that, any exciting news for anybody?
Everything is exciting. I feel like every day everybody has something to celebrate, but nobody really celebrates anything. So today I'm just celebrating, like, my grandmother's birthday was yesterday, so celebrating 78 years of life for her.
Hey, happy birthday, Nana.
Just chilling with my girl yesterday. It was a good time. My Nana never really wants for much, just like companionship, so I like to spend time with her as much as I can. So that's exciting. So shout out to Nana.
Shout out to Nana. Now that was Jen. Jen, please tell them about your podcast.
Hey, y'all. I am the host of the Ballheaded Chronicles podcast, a podcast dedicated to becoming friends with fear and kicking it with anxiety. At the Ballheaded Chronicles, we make small steps, small changes in our lives towards major changes. Small steps towards major changes. Y'all gotta listen to the show. Right. Hey. You gotta listen to the show. Hey,
she ain't telling me she ain't had a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I don't... You know, I do a lot of stuff. I don't be saying that I do the things, but I just be doing it. I be doing it like lasagna sometimes, like the G in lasagna.
You got to tell us though.
Okay. Because then how else would anybody know if I didn't say something, huh?
Which is true.
That is true.
That's the business. See, okay, so boom. I'm Ballhead Business, right?
Bam.
That's me, Ballhead Business, and I be minding it. And I be minding it so hard, I forget to tell people about the business. And they be like, well, what is the business? Right. And I be like, oh, it's wellness. I'm a therapist. I got this going on. I got that going on. Mm-hmm. I teach yoga. I teach mindfulness. And they be like, what? Oh, yeah, that's the business. Ballhead is the business. And we all ballheaded under our hair. So you should mind your business. You know? You know, you gotta mind your bald head business. And what I do is I help you mind your bald headed business. I help people mind their business. Make sure that they're mentally well, spiritually well, physically well, all around well.
Wow. Yeah, she's saying shit I ain't even know, because here I am, got the whole fucking platform. Got the whole Roku app live. Be Jen.com. She come out the woodwork. Oh, yeah, I have a pack of podcasts. So, yeah, so next, all we're going to have to figure out is what cut you got going on.
Which was about to be my next question. What does Angel have going? Besides getting back to school.
Right. I don't really have much going on. I'm just now getting to, know myself, as far as, you know, just trying to get back to me. I'm working out, going back to school. I don't really have that much going on. We're just trying to get back to me. That's all.
That's a lot going
that
on.
That is a lot.
Living life.
Okay. Well, according to y'all, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Alive. But no, it's just, it's, yeah, it's something for me.
That's it.
But it do take that time to, I think everybody really need to take that time to find themselves. Because I think when I was getting ready to hit 30, it was like, hold on, wait, I gotta do something. I gotta figure this out. I gotta hurry up. Time is ticking. So now I still feel that way, but I know I done crossed off some of them goals, you know. So it's important that, even though we got kids and, you know what I'm saying, all family, but you got to make sure you good. And that's on a woman, you know, but that's on a man, though, too. Like, men, they forget they got to focus on self.
Mm. I'm glad that you said that. One of the topics that I was thinking about was not so much of praising the black man, but showing the appreciation of the black man, the good black man, not the nigga.
You gotta appreciate the nigga too.
You do have to appreciate. Yeah, you gotta appreciate the nigga too.
You gotta appreciate the nigga too.
But like, just appreciating and showing, like, black man, you know what? Y'all go through a lot. Like, I thought I stressed, but y'all stress a whole. Y'all see a cop car, y'all clench up. And you can't even get mad at him for it because of the shit that goes on, which we're not even about to get on that. But you can't blame them. But at the same time, it is what it is. But I was thinking about having a show and the topic being about talking about the positivities of the black man. Hey! Hey!
That's that.
I've never seen my soul. You can bet that.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, I feel
if
what
only you y'all can see this.
Right. Scratch your back.
Don't be that way, right, though?
Oh,
get with it.
Scratch your back. This is a runner up. This was a trial. Error. Trial.
Hey. This is it. So if y'all okay with that, that'd be the topic. Cause I wasn't about to go with no topic, but I feel like it just sat so well into shit.
Well, it's like, I just had, well, all I'm gonna say is that to hear a man in his 50s say, I'm not looking for no relationship right now. I'm just focused. You know, to focus on what I done fucked up on all these years.
Ooh.
And it's like, me too.
Mm-hmm.
You might be older than me, but I'm focusing on me too. And matter of fact, this last whole year, I've been chasing the bag. Mm. I said, I wasn't chasing no man. I was chasing the bag. So, like, everybody needs that time. I think people be rushing into a relationship knowing that you got stuff you should be working on before you get in that relationship. Because now all it's going to do is cause problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You carrying those back into your next situation, right, relationship.
Yep. Yep.
People don't take the time to really sit with the shit. Like, they be so ready to not feel however they feel. Let's say you just broke up with somebody. You don't want to feel the pain, the shame, the regret, any of that from the breakup. So you want to hurry up and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what can I do? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat. I'm going to get with somebody else. Like, you're not handling the problem,
right,
friends.
You have unfinished.
So
a lot
much
of unfinished business.
So
business.
Much. Oh, out of sight, out of mind. That don't work.
That's carrying on to the next person.
Right. What you're trying to get over it.
That's
not
unfair
going through
to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so unfair.
Right.
So I just said, okay, well, especially if I've been helping you better yourself. Why we can't do this shit together?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to rush.
Yeah.
But we can do this shit together. Because really, the black man and the black family is missing each other. Like, it seems like these last few, 34 years, we ain't been together. We've been separated. We need to be more together. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take the black man to bring that family together. The woman already been doing so much all these 50 years. It's going to take the black man to stand up.
But what can we tell them to really change the ones that be like, okay, then,
It's not about what can we tell them. It's about how can we listen. How can we listen?
Yeah, that's important.
Because they tell us every action is a form of communication. They tell us openly what they need, but are we listening? Are we even listening to ourselves?
That part. But if you're not listening to yourself, of course you're not listening to him.
Exactly. Right. So relationships are mostly, are, in my opinion, all about communication. And the way you communicate with your partner in all ways is how you keep the relationship together. Yeah. So if you're not communicating in any way, it's going to be some turbulence. And that's going to cause a strain in the relationship, which is going to cause this person to push you away or
pull back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not what can we tell them, it's how can we listen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men in general, especially our Black men, haven't had the room to openly emote. They don't know how to be vulnerable. They don't know how
to accept
that you can cry.
Especially when you have, when you've been raised by a mama that tell you to stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
In situations when you should cry.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts at home, and it's really messed up, because then you gotta look at their mama like, what you do to them?
Mm-hmm. And then what did their mom do to them?
That part.
What did they do to their mom?
Why should I have to do an ancestry tree to figure out what you're going through? Y'all should be able to be okay with opening up to the right people.
Right.
And expressing those.
Telling the truth.
But in what spaces have they been given the opportunity to do that safely? That we know about.
That's true.
Well, so, but now it's more people. So people, they say we don't use our resources. But
they don't even know that resources exist.
No. As long as you got a phone, there's no reason why you can say
that part
that you don't know. Because all you got to do is Google it and figure it out. As much as you spend time on Facebook chasing
whatever,
you need to be
on
Google.
You go ahead and say what you got to say. There's no holding back shit from here.
Yeah, so don't be out there chasing all them hoes on Facebook and Instagram before you did your research on what you, on how to focus better on your life. Because especially if you got kids, you really need to be focusing on what you need to do. Them kids is watching you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I just, that's just how I feel about it. But I wish we would have had a male to give a male perspective. But mm-hmm. we see
that would have been nice.
Yeah.
But it's cool to have girl talk.
Well, we didn't know that this was going to be the topic.
That that's too.
True. So
this actually could change if we want.
Right. Shout out to the Black man and the Black niggas.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Y'all be trying. Y'all try every day. Y'all just try. Mm. Y'all don't get past trying, but y'all try.
We have to listen to
and
you, too.
Consistency is key, I guess.
Yeah, consistency is key, but we also need to learn how to listen. Like,
that is true.
Boundaries.
They got to learn how to talk.
But they talk it. People live what they learn. Mm. And if they don't learn how to communicate any better than they know, again, you do, like, they do have to learn how to talk, but we gotta learn how to listen.
And people stuck in their ways, and that could go female, male.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people don't have a growth mindset. They like, this is how I am. They're telling
take
you,
take me as I am.
They're telling you, I'm not willing to change. So what you gonna do with that?
The and same woman that sung the song that said, "Take me as I am." Y'all see where she at? And like, she is doing well financially, but she's lonely.
She what?
She's lonely.
Mary J. Blige
ain't got no man.
That don't mean she's lonely.
Yeah, I was trying to say that
true.
Too.
You don't
true.
Know what she got going on.
True. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Start me in my mouth and call me soon.
Yeah, she very well happy within herself.
She doing fine,
she
fine,
look
fine,
happy.
Fine.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard it's a little 35-year-old somewhere.
Right. That's
know.
Exactly true. Just because she like, just because we don't know. No, she's free.
Is what it is.
There you go.
She free.
I can agree with that. I think
and so as well. Now she feel like you see her doing movies. You ain't never seen her being a director actress. Of a daggone movie. No, a director of a movie on Lifetime.
She's directing?
On Lifetime.
Wait, are you talking about the movie that she has on Lifetime? It's called like, it's like a...
with the dude from...
it's a part, it's a BMF. Series.
Dude from BMF on there.
I think I know what you're talking about. Because I think I watched the first two. I can't exactly remember, but it was real good. I didn't know she directed it. Yes. I thought it was about her.
No, that was her doing that.
That was a good ass movie.
And what is that one?
But like I said,
I'm sure Googling. It's on Lifetime. I'm Googling it up.
I didn't even know.
Look, if she ain't the director, she was right next to the director. I'm telling you. Because they showed it.
She was it was directed by Cameron Johnson. It's called Real Love. So it's her movie. It's her thing. Real Love Talks. New Life movie. New Lifetime movie. Real Love. Yes. That's the name of the movie.
That's the name
it's
of
her movie.
Oh, and then that's her movie.
Okay, yeah. So I know it's two parts, right? It should be
Real
like,
Love.
Girl,
and that was the song.
Oh, I'm
talking
about her though.
Real Love.
Hey.
Someone that's in my heart. Bring Real Love. Shout out to Auntie, okay?
Oh,
well, shit.
So, yeah, Mary J. Blige in her Lifetime.
And she had a festival last year.
I gotta check it out. Yeah, she had a what?
She had a whole festival last year. She was killing it.
Ooh. Well, with the boots. It came out.
She said with the boots.
I just jumped out.
You know, what's her name? Michelle A. Michelle A.
Uh-huh.
How she was on concert. She was at a concert and she looked like she was drunk or high or something and she couldn't even perform.
Was this recently?
Yeah, they showed it. Oh, no. It was 5 days ago. They showed that shit on there. And I was like, she was pointing mic out to the crowd. She couldn't even talk for real. I was like, oh my God.
You said it was 5 days ago?
Yeah. She was at a concert, some type of concert. And I was like, I feel she needs to feel embarrassed after that shit.
Okay, so I didn't know when I wanted to put these candles on this cake or if I even wanted to do it today or wait till the day of.
What do you want to do? It's your birthday.
Right, it's your day. Maybe you should wait.
I wait.
I'm about to say wait. Who's eating cake? No one.
Because I got to looking at the alcohol. That's when I was like, I'll wait. I ain't
going to
do that to
y'all.
I'm going to do that
to y'all. I'll have us early.
Damn. So what are you looking forward to this year?
Christmas for some reason. I have no idea why. Because it ain't like anything that changed. But I don't know. I'm really excited for Christmas.
I mean, for like your life, bro. You said what? For your life. You looking forward to Christmas, but what about the rest of your life?
Your birthday is Monday.
I
can't vow for the rest of my life.
Okay.
This year for your life. You talking about Christmas. I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Christmas?
12?
No.
Okay.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, I smile.
I'm weak. And I wasn't even looking forward to Christmas for that. I'm talking about for my son. But
Christmas.
I don't know for real. Honestly, I think I decided not to look forward to anything. Just let things just go. Mm-hmm. Because every time I look forward to shit, man, I mean, to getting let down or I can't get to where I'm trying to get in enough time that I'm trying to. So I'm just going to let shit flow.
Well, what are some things that you are proud of yourself for accomplishing this year?
keep a job this long with everything that has been going on. Woo! So let's start there. And yes.
Oh boy.
And learning how to set boundaries.
Okay.
It's been real difficult. Real, real difficult. But I'm learning. And I'm being okay with it. Yeah, we talk a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big girl. I can do it.
Which boundaries have been the most difficult for you to set?
Emotional boundaries?
Yeah, people listen.
And just emotional boundaries. Setting boundaries for me.
Mm-hmm.
To protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
What's the biggest boundary or the hardest boundary you feel like you've had to set this year?
Letting a lot of shit go that don't serve me no more.
Mm.
That's not helping me. That's not, it's not helping me grow. It's not keeping me moving forward, but it's keeping me in a hole. And like we said last night, it's making me feel heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of that with moving and throwing stuff away. Jesus, I ain't want to throw a lot away my mama's shit, but I had to. And throwing away old shit that belong to people that, why the fuck do I even still have this? You know what I mean? So it was a lot of just letting go of unnecessary shit.
That's good.
Unnecessary.
So the things that we have in our possession kind of represent some of the things that we hold in our body. So it's good that you were able to get rid of some of that stuff. And I know that you didn't want to let go of some of your mom's stuff, but you still have pieces of your mom within you.
Mm-hmm.
That could never materialize.
And that's what helped me get rid of it. Because I swear, if I wouldn't have sat down and really thought, like, all this shit is physical. After this, I can't take this shit with me. Can't do take none of this shit with me. So I might as well just keep on to the pictures,
mm-hmm,
and memories and keep it fucking pushing. Because, I mean, I'm a different type of breed, so I feel like she here any damn way. So it's just shit just different. The older you get and the more you start thinking about shit, like, damn, I got through some shit. And I didn't think that I was about to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you still able to fucking do the shit and be like, damn it, I'm cool. So that it helped with setting boundaries emotionally and all that shit. So I'm just going ahead and keep going. Flat. Keep going.
But how do you feel about being 37?
Don't you do that to me.
36?
I am 36.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, I'm a year ahead. My bad.
Me too.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Y'all know when I come on, it's 37.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When I come on, it's 37. All right. Understand that.
Only 36. I was the baby in the class.
Mm.
My birthday was after everybody's. I'm late to the show.
You was on time.
That part.
You was on time.
I was still on time. Because mm-hmm. I swear, if I would have graduated at 06, I would never be in y'all.
So you were 17
pregnant? No.
You were 18?
Yep. I had him when I was 19.
Oh, you had him when you was 19? So you was a year early? I mean, a year after?
How the fuck?
I graduated high school.
She confused like my
I graduated high school. And in October of 2000.
No, but you was 17, but you was 17 though.
When I was fucking with him, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, because all I remember you at the old West End Festival. Like, all I seen was her big ass stomach.
I mean, you could say it.
I'm like, damn, she pregnant? What the fuck?
I was 17 like, what?
See, this is why she like, we need to be recording
pregnant.
Like video. Because it's a... Right.
Well, I mean, hey. But I was 18 pregnant. And I had him when I was 19.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know.
That's funny.
But I just had to ask. I wasn't trying to, like, throw no shade.
I know.
There was no shade. I didn't fit. Like,
I
had to wonder, like, hold on, wait a minute. You said you was the youngest one because we was 18. We was just turning 18.
I had just turned. Yeah, I was just about to turn 18. But I was 17 when we graduated.
I know.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying.
I knew that. Yep.
Well. So, how do you feel about being 36?
Fucking horrible.
Horrible.
Why? Well, it's 35. Oh, let me tell you something. All of a sudden, you turn 30, you get allergies. Then after allergies come, then all this weird-ass allergic reactions to other shit.
Yeah. You get older, your body does change.
And it doesn't make any goddamn sense. And then you think, you know, I don't feel that old. I'm not that old. Mm-mm. Until you go and do one thing. It don't matter what that one thing is. And you're sore as shit for the whole next day. And you don't even understand why, because you didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I did what I normally do every day. And now all of a sudden, my whole body hurt. Like, why? What happened in that mess? So, I think what I'm going to try to do is get more natural things in my body. I'm going to try to do...
And stretch. Because before I get out the bed in the morning, it's like a ritual.
You gotta hop up out the bed.
I am crossing my leg over, yes. And I'm stretching.
Say what's up.
Cracking those bones.
Say what's up.
You took a look in the mirror.
Cracking the bones is a ritual.
What's happening.
No.
You stretching while you're doing that. In my
yeah, you are stretching. But what I'm saying is if I miss a day of doing that, which probably why my pelvis bone hurt. But if I miss a day, I could tell.
Come on, preach.
Because
you ain't... Look.
So get the stretching in the morning.
You know, I be stretching. It feels good.
I be having a pee. Oh,
wait a minute, I got to do my ritual. Hold on. Somebody caught me sexy flexy one time and I was screaming. Like, that's not flexy. Sexy flexy.
Not
sexy.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
I said, damn, how the fuck I know how to do splits now? This ain't cheerleading season.
How
I
know how to do that shit now? It is cheerleading season, actually.
Cheerleading couldn't even split.
Oh, football is in.
Football
yes.
is back. It is.
Mm.
I don't got no team. I don't got no football team.
I never had one. I'll go for whoever my man go for.
I just want to be cozy watching the game, and I ain't even looking at it. Like,
you know, I just like
just tell me why you watching.
I like to wear the sweatpants, the sweatshirts. I like the gear.
Honestly,
I don't even got no team.
Fall is my favorite season. If I could move somewhere and it's fall all year round,
no, you know, I used to think that, but I've acquired a taste for all four seasons, even the winter. And winter was my least favorite season. But now I enjoy seeing the ice crystals on the trees. Mm-hmm. And I like seeing, like, freshly falling snow. I like driving in that shit.
Mm, I was about to say, like, driving stumps all that shit. Fuck that. Now, if I was a
all
kid,
except summer.
Yeah.
Why not summer?
I don't like to be hot. I don't like bugs. I don't like to sweat like that, you know, and just be all stinky. I just don't like it. I just never liked summer. But here I am.
I have
summer babies.
A iffy for me.
I like the things that happen during summer.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. The freedom of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you
I do
all
like
in
to
the house.
Sandals and go on trips and it's nice and warm and sunny and hot. And I do like that, but to just be on a sunny day at home and it's hot as hell outside, bugs, you're squatting the bugs, and then you gotta cover your food.
In my house.
I'm just not into that.
So we got the window open. We was getting bit by mosquitoes at night.
Yeah, all that.
Oh, man.
Who left the window open?
I don't miss that.
Scratching your damn head and shit. And Well, I am looking forward to inner happiness and peace, reaching my 40s. I feel like it's a new chapter for me. My babies are getting bigger. I'll be done with school next year. I feel like it's getting ready to start my time. My time is starting. You know, I really feel like that. I feel like I've given myself to just family and other people. So much of myself, I don't have anything for me.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that. Just getting back to me. I really am.
I'm excited for you.
Are you?
I'm ready to see it.
Man, it takes.
There go my clutching kids. Oh, right.
Mentally,
right. Yes. I'm excited for this. Yeah. I'm really excited for this. I remember who I knew you to be, and
I love her.
right.
I love her. But I'm also excited to see who you are in this space. Because who I knew you to be, like, girl, we was teenagers.
We were.
So, like, who you are in this space, I'm excited to see who you should present as. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the grown woman that you have become is just... I think about you every day.
Oh, thank you, friend. Like,
Cuddy would not act like this in this situation. Don't do it, Nate.
Don't do
it. Yeah.
Like, I need my job. I'm going to go ahead and get my job.
She said something the other day, and I was like, didn't you say that yesterday about your job? What the fuck? Why? Why are you doing this? Come snap back. But no, I just feel like, for one, I said when I turned 40, I was going to come out with a book, The Woman with Nine Lives. Cause I'm telling you, I should have been dead 9 fucking times.
You okay?
Okay. So the point is, though, like, I ain't going to go too far depth in that book. But just know, like, when I get there, I'm going to be ready to release. And so, it's just... I feel like I done been through a lot these last couple years. But he showed me from the time, because I was talking about it earlier, from that time when I had to wear the cast on his hand and do kids' hair and do my hair and cook and go to work and I got a cast on. You know what I'm saying? So that showed me, like, you can do whatever.
Yep.
So... every little hard thing you go through is just like a test. Okay, you gonna stop, you gonna give up, or you gonna keep going? What you gonna do?
It's kind of like when she said it was another chapter. Is you gonna in this book now, or you gonna keep adding chapters to this motherfucker?
I'm adding chapters until, well, the first book is gonna be when I'm 40, because I feel like from the time I was little till I'm 40, I got enough to write a book.
So I'm wondering,
when
are you going to start?
Writing a book?
This is shit that do need to be recorded. Because that look on your face.
She said.
Coming up.
Like, I ain't going to say too much. I'm not
going to
say
question.
Too much.
Shit. Yeah. Well,
and I'm over here ready. Like...
The bad part is the publishers be calling me like, yeah, so we be calling to see if you ready. No,
all you gotta do is write a brief manuscript. I mean, I'm not about to say all you gotta do. Like, it's super, super easy.
But wait a minute. And if I could find a horn for this moment in the show, I will add that horn right there. All right. Ma'am, don't you have a book published, though?
I do.
See, this
so talk your shit then. Right. Talk your shit then.
Right.
Don't hold back. This is
old Mac shit.
The purple unicorn is a unicorn that you will never see. And if you do, you need to take a picture of that bitch because you won't never see her again.
I don't know about the podcast. I ain't know about the book.
Right, exactly. I'm all ears. Like,
who is you?
Took your own fucking horn. And you have every right to fucking
you?
Do that.
Who are
look at us. Talk your shit.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of stuff. That's what I've been doing. Like, I really be minding my business. I don't be minding nobody else.
What's the book name, ma'am?
The Ballhead Chronicles. It's called called The Ballheaded Chronicles.
And where can they find it?
Dedicated. You got to get it through me. I got something in a trunk because I'm Master P.
Oh, shit. Rob, I said Master P in it.
Got something in a trunk because I'm Master P. But you were able to get it on Amazon, but I'm rewriting the book so that it is more detailed. That one that I released was like the raw, unedited version of it. So the people who actually read it and gave me feedback are my readers that are helping me edit it and put it the way that I would like it to be.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow.
Talk your shit, bitch. Talk your shit.
Yeah.
I feel like at this age, there's nothing to fucking hold back, but still do it in a humble way, but not so boisterous. And you have everybody. What did you tell me when you brought me my birthday gift? Tell them what you told me.
Don't let nobody steal it. Like,
I think I need to hear a little higher.
Don't let nobody steal your life.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. Talk your shit.
Don't let nobody steal your
life. Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Because honestly, because I ain't the type of person to be talking shit. But when I do some shit, but I knew I could do it, but then I see that I did it, I'm talking my shit. Because at the end of the fucking day, ain't nobody else wiping my ass but me. So, I'm sorry. I do it in a most humble way. If you, what I say, if you paint me as, I don't know, weak bitch written on my fucking face, I'm about to pop my shit. That's when you pop your shit. I'm not about to just go around parading shit. But, I mean, you see me, you don't.
Well, just how you said that, it just seemed like motherfuckers look at me like, what she got on? Where she live at? She a stupid bitch, or she a slow bitch, or she don't know nothing, bitch. And then when they find out, oh, damn, this is smart, bitch. Oh, shit. Because you judging me. By what I got on. You judge me by where I live at. Like, quit doing that. Because you don't know how much research somebody has done. How much
or
somebody...
goal they working towards.
Exactly. You don't know.
You don't know their worth. You're looking at them by their monetary worth. But you don't know their emotional worth. Their spiritual worth. Like, their real soul. You don't know their soul.
Yeah. That's why I said, once you see a purple unicorn, you better take a motherfucking picture. Because you ain't going to see another.
Oh, my God.
You're not.
It's so rare. It's a very rare sighting.
It is.
You never
it's
know when you're
very
gonna
extinct.
One.
That
booty. I'm not finna move with Angel.
Completely out of the way.
I'm not finna move. I'm not about to fool with Angel. Not today. I'm not. But, yeah. Next.
Yes. So,
I do a lot of things, but everything ain't for everybody. You know, like some things I do for myself. And if you just so happen to find out that I do these things, then, you know.
That's a different thing.
I am a very rare breed of human.
Yeah. Janae.
And it's very much so worth it.
Oh no.
Okay, so what I have been thinking about lately, and this is because I'm kind of a little bit into energy transfer. So I've been feeling like, you know, there's just weird energy around me. Not on me, not getting to me, but around me, like trying to get to me. You know what I mean? So I feel like what everyone should start doing when they say their prayers morning, night, noon, whenever you pray, you need to return to center. Because what we won't do this year is let somebody else judge your mental, your emotional,
or your physical state. And I call it quits here. Like, I'm done and over with that shit. And why does it keep beeping? Am I tripping?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Girl, I was about to say, what's wrong with the recording? We can't be going back now. Now we got to start all the way over. The kids. And I don't know where to start.
We need to get a charger.
Yes, that we do. So, how do y'all feel about that?
I like the idea of return to sender because it makes me think about all of the ways that we pour out our energy into other people. Just like using this charger, for example. This iPad is, we're using this to record on, and it's taking energy. How much energy are we allowing other things to take from us? The things that we worry about, the things that we think about when we're working, and then unconscious stuff that we have going playing in the background, like breathing tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like movie quotes that you don't even need to be having playing in the background, but they just in there, you just know. That stuff. So yeah, return to center is a good idea in theory to like recharge all of the energy that you poured out into other people and sending back any negative energy that is trying to be thrown towards you. That makes sense. Yeah. I feel like I said a lot of words.
That's pretty much what return sender is though. Cool feature. And that's pretty much the point. So people can understand what I'm saying because I say some shit. You either gonna understand it or not with me. And I just hope the best that you do. And then certain people know how to, you know, hold on, Janae. Let me, you know, is this what you mean? Or explain this. So I'm trying to get better with that. But that's why I had brought it up because it's just, oh Lord Jesus. And that right there, what you just showed me, Jesus, woman, you need to return the sender.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Because no, that's not the one I want to talk to.
Oh. So we need to save names. Okay.
G, that's not the one I want to talk to. Why are you texting my phone?
Oh, but still, return to sender because they shouldn't be texting.
You should be texting everybody. Where is she at?
Return to sender. So I was right.
Yeah. You were.
So regardless, return to sender. That's what I'm saying. So, there's no point.
Yeah.
Co-parenting is one thing, and that's it. That's all.
That's it. This time.
Somebody has a new song out. What is it? Usher and...
Kiki Palmer.
No.
You don't like that one?
No, it sounds so high schoolish.
I like it, though. You ain't watched the video?
I did watch the video.
That's the problem. What song is that?
So because I watched the video, it's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the problem.
Which one is that? You talking about Good Good?
Is it Good Good? Good Good. That's the new song.
Good Good, but we still... Cutting.
Oh, that's that?
Oh, you don't know? Yeah.
That's their
Kiki
song.
Palmer? No, that's not the one with Kiki Palmer. That's the one with Usher. Summer Walker and 21 Savage.
You ain't say.
But that song like is her. The song that I'm thinking of when we were talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wait, Kiki.
Kiki Palmer was just in the video.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, I didn't see the video either. Yeah, you gotta see the video. It's real cute. It make the video make sense. I mean, make the song make sense.
But it just...
No, you judging.
Okay.
You ain't even seen.
I seen clips on Instagram, and I heard the complete song on Apple.
So here's the thing. That's I don't like clips of a podcast and not listening through the whole show. You only getting bits and pieces, and you like, oh, I don't like that. What they said in this part, but you don't know what led into
but
it.
But I heard the whole song already.
But you ain't see the video.
But I seen parts of it.
But you ain't see them.
So what she's saying is, it'll make
watch the
sense.
Whole video.
You know, I'll get back to you.
I'll watch it with you because I haven't seen it either.
So. It's so. Well, I'm biased because I love Usher. And I love Kiki Palmer,
right?
So, I'm very biased. I'll put that out there. Y'all probably will look at it and still be like, Jim. You hype this shit up. And it's not it.
So
don't watch it. I'll watch it with
you. I think it's cute. I think it's very cute. It gives an ode to the you don't have to call video, and it makes her situation make sense. And it's like a spin on the fact that her and her baby daddy like broke up because of the whole serenade with Usher.
Right.
Yeah. I don't usually follow celebrity gossip, but I be in Usher's business.
Okay.
So I be in his business. So I feel like this was very cute. It was tastefully done.
She's like, I know him. Okay.
That's my friend.
Oh, so you feel the same way I feel about Trey Songz then.
You know what I'm saying? You know we used to go together. You know me and Trey used to go together. It was a whole thing.
Nah. When you say, Mr. Steal Your Girl, that's exactly what the fuck you mean.
My husband used to say, don't look him in his eyes when you go to his concert. Don't let him sing to you because you going to go with him. You going to leave with him.
Was making niggas suicidal. The niggas. Mr. Steal Your Girl. Real shit. The one football player killed himself. Cause
of Trey Songz. For real?
Not Tremaine.
The neighbors know my name.
Not Tremaine.
Yes, honey.
Not Tremaine. I heard he was in some trouble lately, and people was asking me about like how what was going on after he had Noah. Listen, after he had Noah, I don't know.
You know what?
What was going on? I don't even know how old the baby is. But people was texting me like, you know, Trey asked me how you feel about this. I'm like, I am a married woman. At that time.
Well, he called me last night just to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
My husband sitting here like, so you really gonna take all these text messages about Trey Songz? You really gonna take all these text messages about Trey Songz's baby? I'm like, yes.
Like, well,
y'all, everybody
ex.
Knows.
Oh my god!
You see, I'm getting blown up. Everybody, thank you for everybody that allows me to live in that delusion. I really enjoy y'all. That was like, I love y'all. Everybody that just support that delusion. They say you're not supposed to interrupt somebody when they're in their delusion because you never know what they're going to do. That's a healthy delusion because I know I was delusional.
I'm weak.
You were aware. I'm
very aware.
I saw him,
but I did not see him.
You know, like, I know I'm delusional. We never went together. But let me tell it.
Mm-hmm. We had a whole relationship.
We was together. My husband was concerned.
I'm so weak.
How you feel about this sexy red character?
Okay, let me tell you about Ugly Red.
Okay. Why you gotta hit her like that? Because now you don't know the young woman.
I don't, and you right. But at the end of the day,
sexy red.
They could have put Savannah. They could have put Savannah on the radio. Brown, yes. Thugging with my round. My coochie pink.
Okay.
My booty hole round.
Yeah, her booty.
And I swear to God, every time it comes on, they get you with Nicki Minaj thinking it's a new fucking song. And you like, hey, okay then, Nicki. And then she come in like, that ratchet shit. That shit that sound nasty.
But
that sound she do. That sounds disgusting.
She's a new artist. She just like, it's imagine they just got her, she was at the mall or some shit. And let's say, I don't know her story. I don't know her origin story.
That's the case. Cuddy, we need to go to the mall. Get carry on. No, God damn real. It. For real. Because you need to be on the radio.
In the music industry, they always pick like the most ridiculous stuff that goes, like, makes it a hit before the person can really... You get the money, then you get the woke. You don't get the woke, then you get the money. You get the money, then you get the woke. You gotta...
True.
That's the business.
That's fucked up business.
It is a fucked up business.
Mm-mm.
And it's the artists that stand on their morals that have the hardest time, like, getting heard, getting seen, being known, because they stand on, I don't want to shuck and jive, essentially.
I heard shit.
That makes sense. In there.
Like, I don't want to shuck and jive.
I was trying to hand it to you.
Got you.
I want to stand on who I want to stand on my square, and I want to be who I am and not back down because I need money.
Yeah.
And then they go like the unsung people. A lot of behind the scenes people.
Does that show still come on?
It definitely should, and it needs to be on her ass.
I used to watch that a lot, but I haven't.
It was so
seen
good.
It.
It what was it on?
There are a lot of people.
No, no, I'm saying what channel?
She said
a lot of people.
Was it on
VH1?
Was it
VH1? Okay.
There were a lot of people. A lot of people. A lot of people was on there.
The OJs.
You
know.
The
Blue Jays.
You brought it up.
You went plus take it. That's why.
I'll
pour you another one. You don't want it? Give it to Rachel.
Oh, God.
You'll be all right, baby.
But no, I'm a documentary person. Like, especially when COVID hit and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching all type of documentaries.
Yeah, I like documentaries, too. That's my thing.
This last documentary, I want to talk about it, but I'm scared to talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's about something that I probably already know about and been looking at, we might be on to something.
They use COVID as a way to track our DNA. You know how they saying they're going to give us some chips? They didn't have to give us shit. All they had to do was say, yeah, you got to take a swab. Or you got to get a DNA test, a COVID shot, or COVID test. All that shit. So the Chinese is trying to take over. Think about it. They've been taking over all these years. All their shit came from China. Every item came from China. Everything Walmart bring you came from China.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, it's like certain shit with the government, like how they saying, like, they really don't want us to own the land. They want the different companies. They're making it harder for us to get a house. They want us to get all the tiny homes. They don't want us to already own the land. This is their way of taking over, taking control back of shit.
Mm.
So, to watch that, it's called The Great Awakening on YouTube. It's 2 hours. And now that's the best 2 hours that I looked at, because I done seen shit like that. Then when that shit happened with Epstein, whatever his name is, the one that killed himself, that was raping all them fucking girls, they were showing the documentary, showed that every time he was doing something, he was at a Trump estate. Well, how the fuck you at a Trump estate in this Trump house? And where's Trump at? And I know the nigga got cameras.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you got this president as a, Trump. Mm. Like, nigga, this nigga is corrupt. And y'all let him get away. Why? Because this nigga got hella money.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just now let him pay his shit back. She's putting him in jail, whatever.
They're trying to track this. And then they're going to take him and kill us all.
Okay.
I did not say that. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay.
What the fuck? Like, what I
did.
Okay.
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 That's what I heard. Oh, sorry.
Don't
that's
ask
what
I heard. Hey.
I'm about to die.
What the fuck? You missed. We finna die. That's what you did.
We finna die.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hell
nah. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You were snipping what straight the fuck ass I face. COVID test.
I was looking to my bitch.
You got me.
Who brought COVID over here?
I know.
Right. So, the Chinese knew that we was going to have to get swabs, COVID tests, the actual, you know, what do you call that shit, the injection or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They said everybody who died around that time died of fucking COVID. Okay. So, the Chinese got all of our DNA from that
shit.
Instead of putting the chip in our arm, they used that.
That's what
got you.
All they did was give us some extra dollars. Oh, we got our PPP. Oh, yeah, we got our unemployment. That's all they knew. They knew what we wanted. They got what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? But that shit's scary to watch that shit in a documentary.
Oh, okay.
So that's why, like...
Which documentary was this?
The Great Awakening.
Okay.
So that's why I be saying, like, motherfuckers be sleep. When you got a whole phone that got shit in it, important black history. If you don't know certain shit in black history, you should be slapped. Like, there's no way you don't know about how our ancestors was, how strong they had to be. The first midwife was the first black midwife. They got episodes of that on Tubi.
I haven't watched anything on Tubi.
Yep. I was watching it. We were sitting there watching it. I'm like, what the hell? This happened?
I didn't work it out so I can do this.
Ow.
Oh, my God. I'm
okay.
Go
so bad, get it. Ow. Fuck it up. Ow. Fuck it up.
Okay. Okay, Andrew. Okay. Okay. You need a camera.
All right. We do need a camera. We do need a camera.
It's too late now.
Rachel was right.
Oh, I next time, put that out I there. Set it up. I said it up next time.
We looking at the ceiling.
Oh. That's okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's cool. All right.
So we're looking at the ceiling.
Because I ain't got no hair on.
Fuck it.
Cat,
baby.
It's the butterfly no butt. Period.
Hey.
She and her butterfly butt.
I'm on step. Go ahead.
Oh, so weak. Y'all is the funniest.
And her butterfly
buzzing. Period. I was trying to decide if I was about to do the whole horoscope thing, but you know what? I ain't.
Why?
Why not?
Because.
You know, honestly, I love when you do that because you be so in tune with
she
it.
Really be. And be into it, too.
She be so into it.
She be like, let me go back. Taurus. Let me read that again. Taurus.
Like
that means
you strongly know about astrology to me. So please get into it.
You're very okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into it then. We're going to start with the Aries.
Damn.
Yep. Already in the story. You may be judging yourself rather harshly for a recent interaction. Maybe you wanted to be super impressive, but you feel you were not. Or worse, Aries, you may believe that you said or did the wrong thing.
It's mine.
And you were not only not impressive, you actually made a fool of yourself. Stop judging. You can't be objective about this right now. Your thoughts are too anxious and your desire for the positive change is coming from a negative place. First, relax. And then spend some time thinking about the things you did. And focus on those. In a little while, you will begin to see that you didn't fail at all. And we're going next to Taurus. Hello, Taurus. Dear Taurus.
Dear Taurus.
You may be feeling very anxious or restless, dear Taurus, but that isn't necessarily a bad thing. You are sensing something and anticipating something. Just be careful where you allow your thoughts about this to take you. Mm. What you are perceiving is going to turn out quite well, but you may not be interpreting it that way. You might... Yeah, I fucked that up. You might... equate feeling anxious and restless with something bad. But this is not bad. Try steering your thoughts in a more hopeful direction and it will all begin to become clearer.
I'm all ears because I'm a Taurus.
I know.
That was so sweet. Yeah, I fucked that up. Anyway.
But no, I was listening to that shit earlier, but I was mad because it was I listened to the one that they have every day and then the loved one. And the loved one was like, you're going to start looking at old photographs and you're going to start wanting to rekindle. Oh, look. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not.
Motherfuck, you're not.
Exactly. This is wrong today. No,
on the end and on the other end. No, you're not.
Hell no. No, I'm good.
You leave.
This is wrong today.
You leave them, you leave them where they are. No. That's what you do.
Exactly.
Hello, Gemini. There are many people who frequent... Wait, what? They go to the same coffee shop every day.
Mm-hmm. What? Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
And it's just the coffee that makes them want to return to the same place. It is a familiarity of the place.
Familiarity?
Yeah. That's what it is tonight. Oh, the people they see, the conversations they have, and so on. And while your favorite beverage shop can't be a source of negativity, you choose to remain loyal Patreon. Mm-hmm. There are other ways that
familiar things can stop you from evolving. You may not be stuck somewhere because of how familiar it feels, even though something better is beckoning. If you are courageous enough to break away, dear Gemini, you will be free to explore new things, which can be pretty amazing. On to the next, which is Cancer. Someone may soon offer you the chance to return to what you have been longing for, or at least it may seem that way, or you may be recalling a certain before with nostalgia rather than objectivity. You should be at least a little bit suspicious if someone be at least a little bit seems too good. Yeah. Seems a little bit to seem too good to be true without also offering a realistic appraisal of the role in that went wrong. So it sounds like to me somebody fucked up somewhere.
And they're not taking the accountability.
Yeah. Don't you fall for that shit. Return to normal. And if you will forget what has transpired. If you forget. But you can't, Cancer. You can't. You shouldn't. You should only agree to work on this. Don't forget. Work on this if there is honest from all sides. You better be honest with whoever the fuck they is. Why is they fucking you over like this? This is...
She's so into it.
I'm not a Cancer. And I'm gonna leave that where that lay. Leo. And you precious Leos. Someone in your personal life has a very different perspective about something than you do, dear Leo. Even though they had the exact same experience, they interpret it in a completely different way. This may have become a real source of tension between the two of you. And since you stand on what you perceive, it may seem you have hit a brick wall in negotiation of sorts. But if you talk it out and try to understand it.
Okay, pass.
Why you each perceive the same thing so differently, you can make a breakthrough. Try it. You can be the one to take the first step towards regulation of your ideas.
Reconciliation.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I couldn't say I was gonna do that one.
Okay.
I had wine in my mouth. Okay.
Well, let's be clear. A bitch is lit.
Damn.
And that's it, and that's all to it. But the fact that y'all can pick up what I laid down.
That's right, girl.
She all that matters.
But bitch, I was gonna say that.
That all that matters. Y'all know what I'm. If I'm knocking, let me in. Yes. Do you hear me knocking? Do you hear me knocking?
Come on, baby.
Okay.
You is reading that shit.
Okay, so the next is Virgo, which is me. Yes, honey.
It's me.
Capricorn take a while to get to, but I'm about to get to that.
You gonna have a skip.
Actually, honestly, I think I might skip. I think I'm gonna get to her.
Right.
And then I'm gonna get to you. And then we gonna be done.
Yeah, do yours.
This is Virgo. That's what I'm on right now.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm getting done.
That's what I'm getting done. I'm getting her done.
Yeah,
I'm getting her done.
8%, boo.
8%. Yeah, this is charging.
It's
charging. Backwards.
It's active though. It's like what? Yeah. You wanna do the power save?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It'll be all
it's
right.
It's charging. Down
we gonna hold on. Wait.
The light is on and it's
we gonna
it's
yeah.
On.
That's what we gonna do. We gonna.
The light is on and it's on.
It's
the
light is on. It's on.
It's
recording.
I don't know why mine cut off. I'm at 27%.
Oh, you should have cut off.
Cut off.
I don't know if this.
Okay, so we gonna go ahead and turn this down. You know where I can see it at least. Is it longer? I don't think it might be longer.
Oh, did the system update? What happened?
Okay, plug in the other one then.
It's a lightning
charger. Like well, the, mine is too.
No.
But mine like, cord is shorter.
Is it the fast charger?
Yes.
You should have been at fast, like 57.
Yeah, that's the other part that's connected to it. Yeah. Okay.
I ain't trying to mix it.
But it's still too short.
You know, no, I got that at home, so that's a powerful motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
that. I got the red one. That one's fast.
Yeah, it's just not long enough.
Yeah, that's why I'm padding the other cord because it was longer. Yeah. And I can't find all these tension cords.
We're going to do that like that, like that.
Just like that?
Yep.
Right there, right
there.
Care. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Virgo, happy birthday to all the Virgos.
What's your message, girl?
Okay. So they telling me today that someone maybe keep telling you that you may have not been listening to them. You know what? I'm about tired of people telling me I ain't listening to them. You have been listening, though. Thank you. I have been. God damn it. You just don't like what they have been. Wait a minute. You just don't like what they have been hearing. Don't let anyone make you feel guilty that you continue to listen perpetually if you are certain you have heard their message and you decided that you are not okay with it.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell me, I ain't listening. My ears be open, okay? They might not keep it.
What you say?
But they be open.
Oh, I heard you.
I might forget. But they be open, though. I be in the moment. Okay. Instead of giving in again to yet another conversation about what has gone wrong, let them know precisely what you have heard and why it doesn't sit well with you. Okay, then. I will do that. That can either initiate a more realistic change or end the Chardonnay. I will look into that because I look to grow every day. I do. Don't give me the rock.
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
I look to grow every day. I try to listen. I swear to God, I do.
You do listen.
I do. I mean, I have my times. I go a little blind, a little Dory. But I come back, though. Because what does Dory say?
Just keep swimming.
Keep swimming. Moving forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're about to skip to fucking...
Sagittarius.
Yes, we are. Click it. Okay. You have been waiting for an answer from someone for quite some time. However, Sagittarius, the answer you are getting doesn't seem to make sense. You may be wondering if there is something wrong with your understanding of it. That sounds like you.
There you go.
Like, let me understand this correctly.
Right.
Excuse me. Maybe you didn't hear it right. Perhaps you need to know more to fully absorb what is being said. Then again, maybe the answer you are getting is intentionally vague, deceptive, or even misleading. Mm-hmm. Could it be? It could. It may be that it's too soon for an answer. You should be patient.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We're going to go ahead and jump to Capricorn.
Okay, now talk to me.
She been waiting,
baby. I've been waiting on this moment.
I've been waiting for you at the door, okay?
Kick the leg out of everything.
Talk
to me.
I'm weak. Okay, so, Capricorn, you have maintained a connection with someone in your personal life, someone you are frequently in conflict with, out of the hope that things can get better. However, Capricorn, things have not gotten better. And you may be feeling particularly aggravated by this relationship now. Oh, do ya? Oh, do ya? And I'm not saying that to you, best friend. But I know somebody. That's a motherfucking Capricorn that might be in her motherfucking feelings.
You preaching?
Can you read the Libra so I can just hear what it say? So I can bad.
I got you next.
Oh, you gonna watch her?
And I feel like this is for them. This ain't for you because you the good part of Capricorn. Yes. You the angel of yes. Capricorn. The whole woman of Capricorn. Yes. You are the moon that I am in my Capricorn, baby. Mm-hmm. You have no bad Capricorn in you, baby. Mm-mm, but them other Capricorns. But them other Capricorns.
That's the honesty for me.
Them other Capricorns is some of the devil, some of Satan's recollection. They're not quite there, the angels. Exactly my point. I'm just saying. But that's not here nor there. Anyway, you're aggravated, okay, by this relationship, okay. As you should be. You may even be on the verge of walking away from it. Hold on, wait a minute. But that would be to your disadvantage. Although seemingly nothing has changed, by staying connected, you are making a change possible. And small changes may be happening. Keep trying and just find ways to avoid stress over the connection by focusing on what does go right. Things are about to get better.
Oh.
See, yeah, this is why we need video. It's the basis for me.
Yes, honey. And we gonna end this on Libra. Because nothing really against Aquarius, but it's something against Aquarius. So y'all do what y'all may. And Pisces... keep on swimming. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna get to y'all either. Come on, Libra. You're coming in. You're taking forever.
That's what they do.
So you're late today. Okay. It's okay, because Lil Frazier was late. He was definitely a late baby. He was supposed to be born in September, and he decided to come in October on Sweetest Day. And I had to get induced. Because he still wasn't ready.
So his birthday is October
20
what?
His,
or
19th.
His birthday is October
16th. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sweetest day
always change.
It does. But he actually was born on the day.
I know. Go back and then.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to try to do. Because y'all not about to hold me up. See, this is why we don't need to read them. Because they ain't about shit.
It's pie blocking.
Pie blocking.
What's
yeah.
pie blocking there?
Oh, there you go. Can I read that one? Let me read it.
I want to know. Okay, so pie blocking is when things happen that, for whatever reason, stops the recording of your podcast. And it don't make sense to me. It don't make sense to me because people pick weird times to do shit. Like, I don't know, cut the grass.
Oh, my God.
Splash some water outside because they've been mopping all night. just out of the ordinary, right on the sidewalk with some chalk, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh. And you just play music that just is too loud. Nobody is on ecstasy with you to be on that heavy shit. But all in all...
Anything
no,
that
can
keeps
we,
the
can we
please
down.
Read this?
Right.
This is confusing.
Okay, let me read it.
I was going to say, you going to read it out loud?
I was trying to read it.
A certain plan. Oh, let me go back. This is for the Libras. My bad. You might have to click the button. Okay. This is for Libras. A certain plan that you are formulating is going to be a great success. This might only be a small wish at the moment, but you should be enjoying your thoughts as you indulge in imagining what could be. Just be sure to keep your thoughts afloat and reject any ideas that this can't work out. What the fuck? This has to do with an event or entertainment that you want to host because it can bring together certain personalities that you care about, which can help you realize an important mission of yours, whether personal or professional. Just don't get stuck in a fantasy aspect of it. Once your thoughts are formed, take the next step, Libra.
I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Them carrots are slapping.
You simp.
Yeah, them carrots was delicious. And I went through 6 different cases. I'm glad I picked a good one. Mm-hmm. That was in the bag. Somebody was hiding that for when they got off.
Mm-hmm. So how long you going all night?
No, I'm not going all night. So, how long you gonna go? You gonna go all night? No, Rachel, we're not going all night. Damn it. Bless you, honey.
Bless you. Thank you.
I mean, we can wrap it up because it is 12:30. Tomorrow is Monday, and for whatever reason,
tomorrow is Sunday.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tomorrow today, is Sunday. Definitely. I'm sorry, y'all.
Well, she thinking maybe I don't know. I'm just trying to save you because it's after midnight.
Yeah.
So it's already Sunday in your mind. So in your mind, you like tomorrow is Monday.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Trying to get that birthday sex.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. I think you were literally thinking you. The other way.
Thank you.
Birthday sex.
No, it is technically Sunday.
But I mean.
It's your birthday, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. But no, I wasn't even thinking about that, honestly. I really honestly thought tomorrow was Monday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically it
see,
is.
I knows you.
I'm just talking cash shit.
Look here, Rachel. Okay. God damn it. I didn't know that it was a piece in there that we didn't even finish. I was trying to finish that. I'm gonna let it up again.
Oh.
Well, you do what you do.
I'm gonna... Okay, y'all. So, I'm gonna end this with the affirmation, and hopefully, honestly, the affirmation aligns with this. Okay, so while I look for this, y'all tell me how y'all feeling right now. Y'all ready? Go ahead, end this with a banger. Say goodnight to the people.
Good night to the people.
Good talk, y'all. Good talk.
Good
night to the
time.
People.
Good night, peeps. Now, if we was video,
listen. What? Tell them.
You have people in tune.
Well, I mean, the people are going to be in tune because I ain't done yet.
I'm all a bad guest.
I'm weak. No cell phones in the unicorn room.
In the studio.
Oh my God, I was about to say.
No cell phones. Hey, we're cutting.
Can't have none.
Get it. Hey.
Can't get none, no.
Hey.
No phones in a unicorn room.
Hey. Get it.
Don't bring your cell phone in the unicorn room.
No cell phones.
Make sure it's on silent or vibrate.
Vibrate.
Have y'all been seeing that new AI shit where they be like, strawberries, yum 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 yum, delicious.
Mm-hmm. No.
I said, what the fuck is this weird shit? I thought, I'm not gonna lie, I thought about starting one, just a little bit, but I said no. That's too weird. That's just too weird.
That's another conversation.
Thank you for having us on your show.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Do y'all want to tell people how to follow y'all, where to follow y'all at, starting with Angel?
No. Sorry. Not to say it like that. It's just I'm so focused on school. I actually shut down my social media. So right now, it's not active right now. So
no point.
We'll move along to
we'll keep it moving. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Ballheaded Business. That's what I said. I said Ballheaded Business. Y'all can follow me there.
You can follow Infirmities Network. You can download the app on Roku, EDN, and PharmaDivasNetwork.com. We live 24/7.
I can say one thing. Even though I do not have social media, I do have a movie that is out on Tubi. It is called Under. I forgot about that. So you guys, do me a favor. Check it out. It's on Tubi. It's called Under.
Well, you talk your shit.
And
where the fuck was you at earlier when I was telling her to talk her shit?
I'm talking
your shit. You next.
fuck my shit.
How you
fuck?
You know what? You know what?
A whole movie.
That, but wait, let me say this about a unicorn. A unicorn will be so humble in their projects that they won't tell anybody. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you have that. But you about to talk your shit.
Yes, yes.
Tell them where the fuck it is, what it is, and how to get to it.
Yes. So it is a film that we filmed in 2018, but we've been trying all these years to just try to get it on a bigger platform, and we actually did it this time. The director is LaPaula Crawford, and it is now on Tubi this year. It's now on Tubi. It's called Under. So y'all go check it out. Please go check it out. Please support. It is a really, really good undercover type of movie. It's really good. So check it out.
Ooh. So do you want to tell us kind of the gist of what it is about? No? Okay.
Yeah, you silly. Right.
We don't have to. That's fine. But congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. That was even news to me.
Oh, it was?
Yes, you didn't tell me that.
Okay, you knew. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But yes.
Okay, so the affirmation for today is, I am beautiful, I am capable, I am amazing, I am unique, I am matter. I can do it, I am beautiful, I am capable, I am amazing, I mean, I ain't about to keep repeating this, but y'all get keep repeating it. I am beautiful, I am capable, I am amazing, I am unique, I matter, and I can do it. Everybody have a good night. Be you.
So I'm looking for more podcasts.
Be different. And until next time, be safe. Please be safe. And be blessed. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.